Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe that June is almost gone. It's June 28th and 29th, depending on when you're listening to this show. June went fairly fast. We finally got some great weather towards the end of June. Last weekend's show, we had Bob Faugh talking about the human side of the enterprise, and he has some great ideas in terms of how to energize the organization. So I encourage people to Google Bob Faugh, F-A-W, excuse me, and you'll find a lot of great ideas on the human side of the enterprise. It was also the weekend of the Mount Washington Road Race. We, meaning Northeast Delta Dental, have been a sponsor for 14 years of the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. It's the longest running in terms of number of years races in New Hampshire, quite successful. And we will be back next year for the 15th year in a row that we'll be the presenting sponsor. And then a reminder to my running friends who I know listen to this show. Upcoming, we have the 6th and 7th races of the Capital Area Race Series. In July, we have both the Bill Lutie Road Race and we have the Canterbury Woodchuck Shuffle. And those races, I'll talk more later at next shows on those, but when we conclude the 7th race, the Woodchuck Classic, we will announce the top three winners of the series. On the book front, there are no do-overs. The book I co-authored with Dave Cowens is going well. You can purchase that at Gibson's or on Amazon.com. And the biggest compliment I get is from actually moms and dads who say, you know, I read the book. I'm not a CEO of a company, but it's been a book that I've actually applied some of the principles that you've described to the family unit. So that's a big compliment to feel good about that. On the Affordable Care Act, which our strategy I do describe in the book, we took the Jim Collins approach, just kind of dealt with the reality of the Affordable Care Act, turned a potential hurdle into a positive. Well, we now have thousands of individuals who have purchased dental insurance on the public exchange, healthcare.gov in New Hampshire, or our private exchange, deltadentalcoversme.com. Those people are people who previously did not have dental insurance. And my guest knows this statistic quite well because he's an active practicing dentist, which is if you have dental coverage, particularly if you've bought it as an individual consumer, 90% of that population will go to the dentist. If you don't have dental coverage, only about 30% of the population. So in terms of Northeast Delta Dental's oral health mission, certainly I think we've addressed that by getting ourselves certified both on the public exchange and creating the private exchange. So I've alluded to that today's topic will be on oral health. With me today, this late weekend in June, is Dr. Mitch Curray. Mitch has been a great colleague of mine. We both started, I basically hired him sight unseen back in 1995. That, if we have time, Mitch, we'll describe.
Has it been that long?
It has been.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
So close to 20 years. But beyond that, Mitch, he is a practicing dentist in Merrimack. He'll talk a little bit about that. But we've set up our organization, so we want any policies, you know, that come out of Concord and Northeast Delta Dental. We want to make sure that Mitch, as an active practicing dentist, also lives by those policies. So it's a good check and balance for us. So Mitch, welcome. Thank you for coming in on this late June. And so you're not seeing any patients today?
No. As a matter of fact, Tom, I'm here with some information I'd like to share with you folks. I got to tell you, I am New Hampshire proud. That's who I am. And as a dentist, I can tell you that, you know, children are really very special to me. The healthy people of 2010, the oral health indicators, they tell me that this decay thing, you know, the one that's a preventable disease, they tell me that we can actually hold this back, step back. And one of the things that we can do is we can do sealants. And those are the plastic barriers that dentists put on teeth to protect them from the decay.
Yeah, why don't you, I know when we've mentioned sealants before, I sometimes get questions. What exactly is a sealant? So why don't you describe that in a little bit more detail?
Sure. What that is, as I said, it's a plastic barrier that we apply to the tops of the teeth in particular. And that's a place where you have those deep grooves and fissures, and they're hard to get to with the brush. And sometimes, Tom, I know, we forget to get those. But that what that does is it protects the teeth from the bacteria who are under there. And what they do is they can't get anything to eat, so to speak. And so what they do is they get, like, snuffed out. And so, that's the whole idea.
So, Mitch, when a mom or dad comes in with their toddler, and do they ask, oh, geez, I've heard about these sealants, and do you explain it to them, or do you proactively, how does it work?
We actually bring it to their attention with their toddler and so forth. But one of the things we find is that the folks who come to see us, the moms and dads, they're actually out there, Tom. They're reading our professional journals. They're reading all kinds of stuff on the internet, and they actually come in, as you have suggested. They are actually saying, by the way, could you explain this to me? I'm not sure I got it right
on
the internet.
So they may have Googled early childhood oral health or something like that, and they get some information, and then they ask you about it. And I know your style is a big believer in education, so I'm sure you do a counseling session, and then...
We actually do. And here's something else, Tom. We really like to get the kids in no later than, I know this is going to sound strange, but no later than their very first year. And you're saying, you've got to be crazy to want to do this. These kids are going to scream. Well, you know, Tom, the key there is that we actually sit with the parent first. And there's no doubt in my mind that if you've got a kid laying back, and that's what we call the lap-to-lap technique. That's where the mom has her feet around her, and then they bring the child's head back into my lap, and they are screaming, and there's just no doubt about it. So what I tell the parent before we walk in is, watch my face. And then I say, this is before they walk in. I say, watch my face when they scream, and my face doesn't change. So we now prepare them, because some parents, you see, are embarrassed with that particular idea that their kid is going to scream.
They don't know that you have a plethora of children and grandchildren that you've been there
I'll
before.
Tell you, I know you've asked me this question often as to why I continue to work with you, sir. And I got to tell you, the main reason is I got to support all those kids.
That's true. Now, let's pause on the age one thing, because I get that question a lot, because I know old school, maybe the age was given as 3 or 4. So I think I want you to reinforce the fact that you really want a blueprint for that dental home by age one, and why that is, and maybe the pediatrician will see the baby first and then recommend that they go to a dentist. So is that communication between the pediatrician and the dentist going better? And
I would say that's flowing a lot better. We have a very good relationship with a number of the peds in our area. But you know, Tom, this steps back to one place even before all that gets started, and that's when the mom is actually pregnant. That's the time when we can actually educate, if you wish, and get them started and say, look, when the baby is about a year old, why don't you bring her in or him in, and we'll take a look at them together, and I'm going to show you how to, you know, as a parent, you will certainly want to know all their firsts, like when they first start to walk, when they start to talk. And you'll want to know when their first teeth come in. And I'd like you to just partner up with me and make sure that you know what you're looking at, because there's certain ways to do things. As an example, if you have just no teeth in the mouth, should you be cleaning the mouth? Yeah, that's a good idea, because all of a sudden, the baby has an idea that the gums and the love that you have for that child is actually being put together right there. And then as it gets to be around 2, you can actually use a small toothbrush, but you got to help them out. You can't just turn them loose on their own. And one of the things that we've learned, too, is that visuals are absolutely critical. And, Tom, as you know, we have a program at Northeast Delta Dental that we're going to talk about maybe in the next section. But we try to get the parents to look at what it's like to have a kid who has low risk as the teeth start to come into play, or... what is it, high risk, or is it an emergency visit? Let's get them in here. That's the key. So what we see is that we want them to know what are the teeth, how are they coming in, what kind of the shape are they in. Well, the most difficult thing that I see is that sometimes when, you know, the rubber hits the road and the decay is so significant that we have parents who really feel guilty about this.
So your education really begins when you see the pregnant mom, perhaps. And, of course, one of the things, I think, if you could comment, we've got a couple of minutes before the first break. If I'm pregnant, you know, I should go to the dentist, but obviously they may be concerned about the radiograph, x-ray. So why don't you comment on the process, and then after commercial break, you know, we'll expand on this. And sounds like since you have so many children of your own and grandchildren, and you're so great with children, I can't think of a better person to answer this question. In terms of you start educating the mom, and then it segues to her bringing the toddler in at least by age one.
And I'm going to ask you a question before we go to break.
Sure.
So as they grow older, they leave pearls with you, Tom. So what does one ocean say to the other ocean when they meet?
Not sure, Mitch. I have not heard that one.
Nothing. They just wave.
They just wave. I like that.
See?
Okay. So, and remember, one of the reasons why we did the oral health challenge with the Fisher Cats is to encourage children to brush and floss in between visits. I know Mitch will say that no matter how great of a dentist he is, if the child or the adult is not brushing and flossing in between visits,
absolutely,
he can't do a lot at that point. So we want to make that point. But the oral health challenge has allowed, to some extent, children to educate their parents, because the children are brushing and flossing. The parents see that. It's a great, beautiful circle. Then the children get to go on to Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, the field. The tooth fairy's out there, and they earn tickets, and it's a great way to do the education.
Sure is.
So, Dr. Craig,
really
we will return after commercial break. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits Rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service, so enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Again, it's hard to believe it's already the end of June, and I thought it would be quite appropriate this weekend to have with me Dr. Mitch Caray. He's an active practicing dentist in Merrimack, but in the spirit of transparency, Mitch has worked with me for close to 2 decades at Northeast Delta Dental, and the way we've structured our organization is that we actually want Mitch in the field, seeing patients, being a vibrant, active, participating dentist, because when we establish policies in corporate in Concord, we want to make sure that we're living by those same policies. So it's great to have Mitch in Concord with us a couple times a week. And then, of course, he also practices actively, about 2 or 3 days a week. So it's a great model. So we were talking a little bit about the mom bringing in the toddler and so forth. So how do you prepare? I mean, if you're a mom, what type of conversation do you have with the mom? How do you prepare for that first appointment, Mitch?
I think that's a great question, Tom. And I think the greatest gift that we can give a parent is to close our mouths and listen.
And that's probably good advice for a lot of things, a little bit more listening. And
I'm sure you were going to go into that at some length. Could we do that for another radio show?
How about your performance review? Well, anyway, go ahead.
But what we do is we do get into listening, and we try to give them a sense of, like, who their child is. Now, I know that you, serving on the Board of Education, will understand when I talk about the orchid child. This is a flower of unusual delicacy and beauty, and they're sensitive. These are the children who are extremely sensitive and susceptible to positive and negative stuff that you've got to say. I think it's always good.
I think I'm an adult orchid. You think?
I'd rather not go into that.
Okay,
on this show.
Different show. Okay, that's last week's show with Bob Falk.
I think
okay.
We could do a whole thing, because it has to do, Tom, with good parenting. And of course, with good parenting, as you well know, because you got four children of your own, they blossom and they're happy and they're productive. And God only knows yours are like that. But with poor parenting, what we do find, and this is where that guilt complex starts to come in, oh, my children's teeth have gone bad and all that stuff. And it, sometimes it's just about, you know, it's a difficult relationship. And maybe the mom or dad doesn't want to, you know, look at the child as they brush their teeth and so forth. So we really need to work with the discipline there. So it sort of ranges.
So Mitch, how do you? I mean, one of the amongst many of your great strengths, I think one of the things is that you're very non-judgmental. So whether it's an adult that comes in after for whatever reason, you know, maybe it's the mom that kind of took time off from the dentist while she was rearing the kids and is kind of coming back 10 years later a little embarrassed, or whether it's a mom that has a child that with maybe bad teeth and so she's a little embarrassed. How do you disarm them, or that's not the right word, but how do you in a non-judgmental way make them feel that it's okay and that, you know, we can work this out together?
Well, that's a very good question. I was talking about the orchid child. There's also the dandelion child, and we talk about how they have raised the child. We sit down together, and as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, listening is really the gift. It's from there that we can actually create a mutual experience together so that they understand what we're going to do, how we're going to do. And the tough thing to unload sometimes, Tom, is how their experience has been in the past. If they've had any kind of a previous negative experience, and, you know, just to get a feeling for how they're raising the child and how they were raised, the fears, the concerns, the trauma, simple stuff like the trauma that happens in everyday sports, you know, kids playing any kind of sports. How was it with them? And if you sit and you actually form that bond with them and create, I think this is the key, create peace of mind for the parent. And they'll be comfortable not just with the child, but Tom, I have to tell you, what we've been able to do is by making that mom or dad comfortable, they then become patients also. There's kind of a scenario in dentist. They'll always send the kids in first. Not always, but most of the time. If we treat them well, they will show up, and then finally we get dad. But that's sort of a scenario.
You know, and that and that theory has worked quite well, actually, with the Oral Health Challenge, which I referenced,
yes.
Which it was really set up to encourage kids to brush and floss. And what I'm hearing from some of the parents is because the kids have then become that much more rigorous about brushing and flossing, then they almost, in a way, educate the parent. You know, and then it gets the parent to start going to the dentist, and so everybody can really be proud of their teeth. Because we all know, we won't have time this show to get into it, but there's so much relationship between good overall health and good overall holistic health, oral health, oral holistic connection. And beyond that, the self-esteem issues and, of course, the ability to get a job and so forth. You don't have to have these beautiful pearly whites, but you do need a good oral health from a holistic perspective.
You know, on the oral health and overall health piece, within the state of New Hampshire, we have a program called Give Kids a Smile, and that is one of the key emphases of that particular program, along with mouthhealthy.org. Those are two programs that really stress that. And you know, Tom, these are difficult times for folks, and there are certain areas that folks can talk to. Maybe finances are really tough. They can go and talk to people at the Greater Nashua Dental Connection, Families First Health and Support Center in Portsmouth. And that's just two of the areas where they can go. And I'll tell you something, the Accountable Care Act, for all its pluses and minuses, is a real plus to me as a dentist. I see that when people purchase, you know, their health plan, and I know that there's an embedded, child section to it, that those kids who really need it, who are in really tough way, who need a lot of restorative work, even though there may be like a $300 upfront thing that the parents got to do, I got to tell you that I think that's really helpful, because then we can actually get to take care of them. And the other piece to
that is... It's what you've always said. You know, once you get the family to the dentist, and yes, the sort of embedded dental product is kind of a skinny product, but it's kind of what I said before commercial break. The Affordable Care Act, for all of its issues on costs and bureaucracy and everything else, it actually has highlighted the importance of oral health. And as you know, the individual adult policies are selling like crazy, both on the public exchange and on the private exchange, and that has provided you with you and other dentists with patients for people who hadn't been going to the dentist, because per my earlier statistic, if you've individually purchased a dental program, 90% of the time you're going to go to the dentist, but if you don't, you tend not to go until you have a toothache.
I was kind of surprised when I read in one of our local newspapers that as we look at the poverty level here in the United States, that there are 49 million people in the United States, never mind who can't afford dental, but who are just having difficulty putting bread and water on the table.
And by the way, just so I know, this is primarily a New Hampshire audience, and people might think, well, those are national statistics, but everybody probably knows that the New Hampshire Charitable Fund, I've just come from some meetings, that organization, the big theme is the fact that poverty is increasing, even in a sort of a wealthy state like New Hampshire. That is also an issue for us. Now, you mentioned my work with the Board of Education.
Yes.
I just want to put this plug in, and that is, we get statistics like you wouldn't believe. And one of the statistics is, after the common cold, the biggest reasons for lost school days are issues related to oral health, toothaches and so forth. And of course, as an employer, same thing applies as an employer. Believe it or not, lost work days, again, dental related is second or third in terms of the reasons for lost work days. So there are a lot of practical reasons as well to keep your teeth healthy. Would you talk, Mitch? I know I get this question when I'm on the road. We have a program called Prevent and Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness, and that is really to talk, to educate parents on baby bottle syndrome. So would you talk about what that is?
Sure. What happens is sometimes, and not that I've ever had this happen, where kids start to cry in the middle of the night and everything like that, and somehow or other...
Through sleep deprivation, you get a little lazy.
Sleep deprivation, you get a little bit of milk, put it in a bottle, stick it in his or her mouth, and hopefully they will go back to sleep. Unfortunately, what that creates is an acidic mouth, and the acids within the mouth start to erode on the teeth themselves to a significant point, provided that you leave it in there long enough. And sometimes, if you leave it like every single night, I got to tell you that it gets to be a real problem when it comes to working with that particular child and trying to restore that mouth. That's tough.
And a lot of times it's just, it's educational, partly cultural perhaps.
Oh, yes.
And it's just really getting information out there. And the point of the PANDA program, which I mentioned, Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness, is that, dentists are in fact obligated when they see these signs of potential neglect. And again, a lot of it may not be a negative intent. It's just through education. They're really obligated to, point that out.
They certainly are. And you keep talking about education. It's really key. But I have to tell you straight, the moms and dads have to be willing to listen and maybe change some of the things that culturally are a little bit different. And sometimes that can really be tough.
Yeah. Cultural transformation takes a long time, whether it's a corporate entity or family entity. So we have about 60 seconds. Can you just give us an abridged, teaser on our new program called Health Through Oral Wellness, which will be rolling out to the public come next year. So in the next show, we'll expand on it further.
I think that the Health Through Oral Wellness program is really great. What it does, we've talked about children, and we have a Healthy Babies program from 0 to 3. And with that program, provided that the purchaser has this program in place, and with the proper risk assessment, we talked about one that the parents do. We as professionals do one also. And we can get additional cleanings, the sealants that we talked about, and there's a test that we can do. It's called the caries susceptibility test. That's extremely helpful. And then there's the Healthy Kids Program, which is ages 3 to 18, where the sealants are placed even on the grown-up teeth in a child who is up to age 18.
So, Dr. Cray, in the radio world, this is going to be the tease, because I'm going to have you back, because when we roll out this program, we'll talk more about it.
But I'd love to.
It's very important for people to understand we'll roll it out, and it means in certain situations you may be allowed to get that additional
It's an exciting time.
Cleaning, time. And you've heard me say mydentalscore.com, and that'll be a piece of it. So please go on that website, and that can give you a printout of your diagnostics, and you just bring that to your dentist or hygienist. Dr. Mitch Caray, these 24 minutes went by so fast. I'm going to have you back. Thanks for joining me this late June. Yep. You've been a great colleague for two decades.
Thank you.
Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. We'll return next week.